I was gonna do the first and second Ben Floyd. I thought to myself, she's won this. And then Patrick's bitch just seemed to put her in another spot and held her. So that was going great. I mean, I know she's very young and that, but it really bolted to the third bend. But just getting into the third bend, and I didn't notice at the time, Floyd, I wonder why she had moved off the last bend coming into home straight. But when I come home and watched it on TV, I could see that her tail was flicking a bit. And I think they just came together coming into the third and fourth bends, you know what I mean? And I think Dusty just had a wee bit of a bump off of Patrick's bitch, you know what I mean? So, but when she turned on for home, I thought she'd blown it, you know what I mean? But she's as game as they come. A bit probably like a grandma. Grandma was the last thing to win the Puppy Oaks for me, Shaw's Dilemma. And she's a wee bit the same. She's strong, she's gutsy, she wants it. And listen, I was pleased to see a girl with a winner line in front. It was very, very special to me, Floyd.
So this will be a last run now before you give her a layoff, because I think you're laying all the kennel off after that next weekend, aren't you?
I'm going to lay the youngins off, Floyd. I've got a few youngins here that's been off for a wee while. Queen Pink, King Ezra, Top Note. Then they'll all probably head for the likes of Romford for the 575. You know what I mean? I'll pick out a team for the January and February that has already had good rest when they were off injured or something like that. You know what I mean? So yeah. I've already started working in them, and I'll try and prepare them for the likes of January for the... is it a Coronation Cup or something in January?
That's right, yeah.
Can the intentions next year... We can't afford to give Matt Wallace the start to go last year, and I'm not prepared to give him the start that he got last year. So I'm getting all out after him, because he's interested to sit and look at yourself and look at us, and we're coming after him.
Yeah, definitely. So, and in terms of Dusty, what are your thoughts with her? Obviously, she'll be laid off now. Any thoughts for her in the new year?
I haven't even looked at it, Floyd. I don't know. I've not even looked nothing first, Dusty. Just we'll sit back. She looks nice and strong. What we do next week, Floyd? I've no idea. I've not even thought about it.
Yeah, possibly she looks kind of like a one more 6:30. Probably won't be too far on the horizon.
Yes. There are a few of them there, Floyd. The likes of Leona that run at Hove, and her, that bitch that ran yesterday, Georgia. I've always thought they were going to be six benders, you know what I mean? How strong and what their position is, it's very hard to tell yet, because their Georgia came out and broke 29 yesterday. Now, I had her at Hove, and she wasn't just taken to the track ride, but she ran that track yesterday very well, so she looks like a very promising bitch. So, I'll sit down and just, whether she goes for the 575, I don't know yet either, because she's come into a nice bit of running. So these are all things that I'll probably sit, get this week out the road, lot of work to do this week, lot of running about and driving about and trying to get as much as we can this week, Floyd, because it is a big week for us. And then we'll sit down next week and see what we think about things.